What's up, everybody? It's LG Doucette here. Today is March 1st, 2021. Welcome to The First Mint, a podcast where I cover marketplace trends, big sales, and everything going on with NBA Top Shot. If you are new to NBA Top Shot, welcome. At The First Mint, we do our very best to help you understand this wild world of Top Shot. Today's agenda, we're going to go through a couple updates from The First Mint. We're going to talk about Cool Cat season because we're right in the middle of it. Then we're going to talk about the pre-order from Saturday and the metallic gold drop from Friday. Then wrapping out with what to look for in the coming weeks and how those drops or not drops will impact the market. We're also going to have a quick little conversation with the real Phil D as we dissect what to expect for the All-Star game. I want to remind everybody here that none of the content on the show constitutes trading advice in any way, that this show is not affiliated with NBA Top Shot, the NBA, or Dapper Labs. I'm just a guy at his house who loves basketball and blockchain. This is The First Mint. We're going to kick off the show today with a bit of personal news about The First Mint. We have been slowly moving our way up the podcast charts. As of the last couple of weeks, we are top 10 in the USA on the basketball charts for trending in iTunes. The other day, we were actually number one in India on iTunes because we had our fellow Top Shot collector, Kylo Ren, joining us, and maybe that bumped us up the charts because he's in India. For other countries, Canada were ninth, Ireland were sixth, Estonia were fifth, Israel were four. Tons of other countries were in the top 50 or top 100 for basketball podcasts, and we've even cracked the Spotify chart for all podcasts in the USA, for podcasts that are trending, not all time, we're not that old, but for ones that are trending, we were number 40 the other day, down to 42, I think, last night, but still, thank you, everybody, for the love, thank you for tuning in, everybody who left a review last week on iTunes, thank you, and also a big shout out to all the people that have been listening since day one. We launched this podcast on January 6th of just this year, and I think that first week, we only had a couple hundred listens. Thank you for the love. I really love doing this. And also thank you to Jesse, our editor. You have been awesome on the show. I also want to show some love to all the collaborators in the First Mint Network, as well as all the other creators in the Top Shot community who have been working their butts off to bring value back to it. Other stuff going around in the First Mint. Last Friday, we did our live show. I think it was the fourth or fifth one in a row. Every Friday night, 5 o'clock Pacific, you can join us. Last week, we had Anorak, one of the OGs of the community, on the show. He actually, for a long time, held the biggest ever sales record on Top Shot as a seller, which stemmed from October of 2020, where he sold a number one Zion rookie debut to Pranksy for $10,000, the very low price of $10,000 relative to today. He also has a very awesome YouTube channel about NFTs. You should check it out. We had a surprise guest, Crypto Babe, who had a dance-off with the Plunge Father. It was an epic one, a classic episode. You can check it out on YouTube at The First Mint. You can also listen to it. It's the episode right before this on iTunes and Spotify. Other stuff coming up at The First Mint this week. This Wednesday, we have another guest pod with a top collector. There's only a few more of those to go. You do not want to miss this week's. So far, with a lot of our content at The First Mint, we have mainly focused on the community and some great advice and some top collectors and learning from them. And on this show, we will continue to always talk about Top Shot. But in the next couple of weeks and months, you might start to hear a little bit more about NFTs, the technology behind Top Shot, things like how they work, how you can get them, and also how they're starting to change the world. We'll always stick to our roots. Top Shot Nation, you guys have been amazing so far, and we're going to start to talk about NFTs on a larger scale, if anything, so that we can all start to go into that world together and be ready for the next Top Shot. But let's be serious, there is no next Top Shot. There will never be another Top Shot. But just in case you're curious about some of the art blocks or the CryptoPunks or all that other cool stuff, we are going to start to talk a little bit more about NFTs on our channels, as well as make some other content outside of the Top Shot stuff about NFTs. Keep your eyes and ears open for that in the next couple weeks. Let's talk about Cool Cat. So by the time you're listening to this, the Anthony Davis Cool Cat Challenge will have likely ended. There were 10,000 of them total that could be completed. As of last night, there was about 6,500 or so sets that had been done. Just a reminder to everybody who might be new to challenges or that needs it, when the challenge ends, you can sell or you can do whatever you want with the moments that you had in there. The common moments that you needed for the challenge, you don't need them anymore. You can keep them. Will Barton, great player. You can keep him or you can sell him if you want to, you know, maybe invest elsewhere. But the other cool cats, You can sell them, the ones like Anthony Davis, The Reward, and John Wall, and those guys, you can sell them, but you will need them for the Master Challenge, which we're going to talk about just in a second after a few other Cool Cat news updates. Also a reminder that if you did complete the challenge, you will not receive the Anthony Davis moment right away. It will show up in your account probably after a couple of hours. And of course, the most exciting part is that you will find out which serial number of Anthony Davis Cool Cat you've received. In other Cool Cat news, late last night, the recipients of the Karl Anthony Towns moment were notified that they had received packs in their account. Each of those packs contained three Karl Anthony Towns moments. A quick reminder for anybody who's new that doesn't know about this Karl Anthony Towns moment. Basically, it's not being sold in packs. It's being retroactively given to people who owned CryptoKitties, which is a different NFT project. That's one of the original projects of Dapper Labs. Basically, as a thank you for everybody who supported them in the last couple of years. I didn't get one. It's just people who previously owned a CryptoKitty before like January 20th. Either way, there are enough that are being minted that it looks like Top Shot is intending for this CryptoKitty cat moment to be available and to have a reasonable price on the marketplace. Other Cool Cat news last night, the new moments for Cool Cats were revealed and also minted. So this is for Cool Cats 3, the next Cool Cats challenge. We don't know when it's happening. We don't know when these packs or moments are coming out, but we do know who the players are. They are Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, RJ Barrett, Goran Dragic, Domantas Sabonis, and Kristaps Porzingis. The reward for that challenge will be a very nice Nikola Jokic. There's going to be 15,000 of each of those players, meaning there's going to be 75,000 packs that are released at this point. It doesn't seem like everybody's going to be able to get one, even if we all queue up in a very nice, orderly way. There will also very likely be some common moments needed for that challenge. And after that information was revealed last night, Twitter was on fire speculating what those might be. A lot of people pointed out that the new Cool Cats players, the Cool Cats 3 players, so guys like Sabonis and them, that they are international players, so that maybe the commons needed to accompany that challenge to get the Jokic, also international, would be themselves international players. We don't know if they would be from the current base of Series 2 or the new stuff that's supposed to come out. At one point, though, last night, The Real Phil D put out a list on Twitter. So did Chugs and Bugs, just pointing out which players are internationals and that are not rookies or first moments. That kind of set things on fire as everybody was trying to figure out and maybe even scoop up which of these international players might be part of the challenge. But again, there is no confirmation there, although the marketplace did skyrocket for a few guys like Jonas Valanciunas. One last thing to point out about that international player theory, and this was pointed out by The Real Phil D, is that one of those players in Cool Cats was not actually born outside the US. Domantas Sabonis was born in Portland. And as promised, a quick recap of how the Master Challenge is going to work. So the Cool Cats Master Challenge is for LaMelo Ball. All the Cool Cat moments that are labeled Cool Cat, that are part of the Cool Cat set, will be needed for the LaMelo Ball Master Challenge. There will be 29 moments of Cool Cats needed to get that LaMelo. There will be 20 that were needed for the challenges, so including like Tyler Hero and John Wall and even the other guys we just mentioned coming up, as well as 4 of those challenge rewards, so like Luka and Anthony Davis, and now we know Jokic. There are 3 other moments that are TBD. We don't know what they're going to be. And then there's also the Karl Anthony Towns moment that I was just talking about. You won't need any common moments for that Master Challenge, but it's possible that you need common moments to complete some other kind of set or maybe even challenge number 4. We don't know that part yet. That LaMelo challenge, it's not live. We don't know when it's going to be live, probably towards the end of the March. Yes, I know what you're thinking. That is a very expensive challenge. I agree with you. And that's why we keep referring to this time as Cool Cats season. Some other action around the organization. Mondays always feel a little bit quiet because I feel like lately things get really insane towards the end of the week, like Thursday through Saturday. So let's recap those days from last week. Working backwards, Saturday was the first ever NBA Top Shot pre-order for what I'm labeling as Release 21. We all got to line up, some of us for a couple hours on Saturday, and wait for the chance to pre-order one of these packs. The timeline is 2 weeks away. Some people I know were telling me on Twitter that they weren't able to reserve, that it kept sending them to the back of the queue. If you feel you had any issue doing that and that you should be getting a pack and you didn't get the pre-order and it's not in your packs page, definitely hit up Dapper, send them whatever the ticket it is you need to do. Let them know because you should definitely be able to get one of those packs. For a while, I've been saying that Dapper, that NBA Top Shot, needs to drop a ton of packs, and I'm glad they finally put these out. It's clear that the demand is huge and that there will be more on the way. I'll keep you posted as I get more information about that. One more day backwards, Friday. Friday last week was the metallic gold drop, the remaining metallic golds of Series 2. Over 180,000 people lined up. I had spot number 133,000. Not that many people got lucky because there's only about 10,500 packs, but that is okay. I did grab a couple metallics off the market myself since they came out, although I didn't get them at the juicy price of $99 for the pack. That's okay. That metallic gold supply, including some players that were already out in metallic gold, as well as some new ones that hadn't been released yet, like Steph Curry and Carmelo Anthony. Also some players' first moments ever on Top Shot, like Harrison Barnes. Shortly after that was released, later on that night, we found out what the first metallic Series 2 challenge was going to be, Terry Rozier. As of Sunday night, that challenge has 65 completions, not very many considering that the total capacity is 499, but again, that challenge is going for a little while, so we'll see how it goes. And just a very quick FYI for anybody who's kind of new to metallic gold. First, you can go back a couple weeks in this podcast and listen to a very excellent episode about metallic gold with Axlow, who is a very OG collector. But outside of that, something you should know about metallic gold is that although right now for Series 2 there are 46 of them, there are more that will be minted. We don't know what they are, but in Series 1 there are 181 total metallic golds. So Series 2, we're only at 46 so far. So there will be more. And another note about metallic gold, every single metallic gold that gets released in packs is eventually used for a challenge. So right now we have the first challenge for Rozier. I forget who the nine players are, but they're good and they're all in there. It's a pretty stacked challenge. And every other player who's not using that challenge but has a metallic gold Series 2 moment will at some point be used for a challenge, guys like Trae Young or whoever else. We don't know which players are used for which challenge, but we do know which players are going to be the rewards for some of those challenges. Rozier being the first, Jamal Murray being the second, Devin Booker, Kawhi Leonard, and Christian Wood. So if you like metallic gold and you like doing challenges, keep your eyes peeled for when those challenges might start. They usually start a little bit after the last one finished. Other stuff coming up this week. Will there be a big promo for the All-Star Game? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there was one. Because honestly, I know that NBA Top Shot has said that they've paused the marketing in the last month. But I do find it weird that in the last 2 or 3 weeks leading up to the All-Star Game, which is a crown jewel event for the NBA, that we've seen all of this action and traction for NBA Top Shot. Let's recap it. 2 weeks ago to the day today, The Athletic posted a pretty big article about NBA Top Shot, which kicked off a string of press coverage that it seemed like all these publications kind of cascaded into covering Top Shot. And some of those stories, I'll tell you, reading through them, those aren't stories you put together in just a couple hours. Those were well-researched stories from The Athletic, ESPN, Bleacher Report, tons of publications, pretty much every North American sports publication talking about this in this somewhat kind of coordinated way. That same week, high-profile names like Mark Cuban, Gary Vaynerchuk also going on podcasts and talking about Top Shot and tweeting about Top Shot. And then on the Thursday of that week, Josh Hart gets interested in Top Shot and starts to stream himself opening packs. Then suddenly, there's all these players kicking around. They're going on streams. You got these ESPN celebrities, big-time basketball podcasters, all these people, someone yelling it on TNT right in the middle of some high-profile drops where it's clear that there's too much demand. And then right into the end of last week where we have a nice big juicy pre-order where everybody who's interested is guaranteed a pack. All leading up to right now, which is All-Star Week. If you did have a plan and that you were executing it and you were trying to build it up right to All-Star Week, a huge event, what would you do differently? Would you not roll it out this exact same way? And I also find it weird how much many people, I think, not just from Top Shot, but also some of the players and stuff, have emphasized so hard that no marketing has taken place and that they discovered it naturally. I mean, the only thing missing, the only thing we don't have, you know, one of those guys who is an all-star or even like LeBron or a Curry or something like that, like a true legendary player. And that's what could be next. Other stuff to look out for, packs. Those pre-orders, we did them. It says 2 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they came out at the All-Star Game because that, again, if you were planning, that's exactly what you would do. But again, I think only about 200,000 of us, that's a lot of us, lined up to buy one of those pre-orders, and we know that there were, in fact, 600,000 packs in total. So that's still another 400,000 packs we don't know what's going to happen with, and just because we pre-ordered this first 200,000 doesn't mean those other 400 won't come out sometime soon. They could be released on All-Star Weekend. Cool Cats 3, keep an eye out for it. We talked about it. Those packs could come out very soon. We don't know, but we're not going to cover that anymore. The other major thing that might be coming soon is Run It Back Series 2. We know that Shaq, Allen Iverson, Tracy McGrady, that they're all part of it. We don't know what the year is. But again, wouldn't that just be the most perfect thing to put out the week after the All-Star game or the week after that to keep the NBA Top Shot buzz going? And then, of course, the rest of the Series 2 stuff. There are still some LeBron no-look three-pointers floating around in packs. There are still some Tyler Heroes, some Steph Currys, all that stuff. It's still out there. We don't know when we're going to see it. It might be packaged in with some other stuff that's coming. It's got to come out sometime. And then, of course, there is all the rest of the stuff that we know is going to get minted soon. All the other stuff that comes after release 21, like Emmanuel Quickley, all those other players that we know those players are coming. That stuff's got to come out soon. And I really hope it's in March. Next up, you're going to hear a conversation between me and the real Phil D, who is also my brother. We chatted very briefly about how the market might react this week to the All-Star game, what to look for during All-Star weekend, which is just one night. And also just a quick reminder that this is the first time that the NBA Top Shot Marketplace is going to experience an All-Star game. Have a listen. We're on with the real Phil D, and we are talking All-Star week. Real Phil D, are you ready for a pandemic All-Star game and weekend?
I don't know. I mean, it's never the same without the fans. Obviously, we've already noticed that. Obviously, there'll be a lot of hype taken out without a full arena and stuff like that. But an All-Star game is an All-Star game. Best players in the game get together for a fun night in this case, not a fun weekend since everything's crammed into just one night and they're going to do the dunk off at halftime and all that. So no matter how you look at it, with the star power that's showing up there that weekend, it will be exciting.
What do you think the market will do in the next couple days?
The market is unpredictable. We see this almost every single day, and our predictions usually go right down the river when we make them. But I think that there will be a bit of hype around some of these players in the All-Star game. I just don't know that they'll be taken to new levels on Top Shot, because the stars on Top Shot are the stars. Nothing they do in this All-Star game is going to change people's opinions on a Zion, on a LeBron, on a Luka. Luka could go for 40, 45. That's normal. If somebody goes for 100 points, you better believe the market's going to explode and everybody's going to buy that moment. But if anybody does anything regular, like I think it will be, I don't really see the market going up too much. We're going to see an initial surge on some of the players having a great performance. But after that, I think it'll come back down to its regular price and everything will be back to business after that.
Yeah, that's fair. And there's also, we don't know what we're going to get this week, right? And I find in Top Shot, totally, like, events of the NBA have an impact. But new supply trumps everything in Top Shot, or new rules or new challenges, right? So we have a busy week probably ahead of us. So we might get some new stuff on All-Star Night.
Well, don't forget that those pre-ordered packs are being delivered on All-Star Game weekend. And I don't think that's a coincidence.
I thought it was 2 weeks away.
I believe. Oh, so it's not timed.
You know what happened is I tweeted that by mistake 2 days
yes.
ago.
Yes.
But it's actually after. So we're not even getting them next week. I thought that too, but we're not even actually getting them.
You're right, but you're not the only one who's tweeted that. Everybody out there is saying that it's coinciding with All-Star Weekend. Maybe they got it from you, because I was going based on that. So yeah, you're right.
It is. It could be a Top Shot surprise for all we know.
It could be.
because Saturday night, check your accounts. You have your pre-order.
Actually, it says that you will find out. Is it March 6th that it says, or something like that? Uh-huh. You will find out that your delivery. Aha, there you go. So, yes, I could coincide with the All-Star game, and that would be really wild. And you'd have the entire Top Shot community buzzing if new moments were released right around the All-Star game. So, yeah, just a correction there. It is not in 2 weeks. I don't know where that came from. Oh, I do. But,
well, it could be in 2 weeks. Oh, we don't want to speculate. Nobody go crazy saying that Release 21 is coming on All-Star night, because we're just purely speculating. Let's go back to actual All-Star stuff. Do you see at least a boost, though, in some of the first-time All-Star guys? Like, we've already seen a little bit of that in the market, but do you think come the night of that people will just be so excited for certain players to experience their first All-Star game that you could see a rise in their prices on the market?
I don't, because I'm being brutally honest here, because, I mean, guys like Vooch and all that, they're not popular to begin with on the market. Donovan Mitchell, Bit of a rise. We saw it when the reserves were announced. It was actually a bit of a bad timing when they announced the reserves, and things were going on with the market and the site at the time. Again, even a guy like Sabonis, he originally went up, you know, people thought he'd be picked as a reserve. He went up $10 to $15 on the market. Then he wasn't announced and the price crashed like almost half price down to $60, $70. And then when he was announced as a reserve because somebody dropped out, then the price went back up a little bit. But I don't think, again, unless one of these guys who's playing in their first All-Star game goes off for like 70 or 80 points and breaks some kind of NBA All-Star record, I just don't see the impact being that huge in the actual game itself.
Do you think any players, and this is like a bit less of a top shot question, do you think you'll see a change in performance from some players, whether they're in the All-Star game, whether or not, after the All-Star game?
I think we've already seen it. We saw some of the guys who the media dubbed as snubs recently, guys like SGA, and I forgot who the other one was. Somebody went off the next night. I think it was Fred VanVleet, actually. He went off the next night, and they're like, oh, was that a revenge game for not being picked? But he's like, you know what? No, I'm a bit disappointed, and I didn't really play based on that. But you know these guys are thinking about it. Why would you not be thinking about it? If you didn't get picked to play in the All-Star game, of course you're trying to show everybody up, and you're trying to show you should have been in the All-Star game. Because the NBA is very – it's different than other sports. There's so many good players that there's always going to be more snubs because the roster size is so small, right? In football, the roster sizes are huge.
Yeah.
In the NBA, they're tiny. So there's so many good players, not that many spots. I think there will be an impact on some of the players and the way they perform probably after the game, good and bad.
What are your thoughts on the dunk contest?
I'll be honest. I miss the old dunk contest days. I want to see the guys like let's be honest. I want to see guys like Zach LaVine. I want to see him over and over again. But I want to see the stars of the league in this thing. I really do. You know, I want to see the Zions in there. I want to see, you know, all the other star players, whether they're old, whether they're not. I've always wanted to see a LeBron James in a dunk contest, right? Mm-hmm. But they keep going back to the format of picking, you know, rookie players or young players whose names are not really popular. And I'm not a fan of it. I just wish they'd go back to all the stars if they're willing. It's something I've wanted to see for years, and I don't think we'll ever get it. But having said that, when we're talking Top Shot now, Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks, I hope I pronounced his last name properly. I watch a lot of college basketball. He was an absolute insane dunker in games at Dayton University. We're talking windmill dunks in games, and I'm so happy they picked him. He is available on Top Shot. He's actually pretty cheap for some of the rookies. He's a struggling rookie who has not lived up to expectations. And I think that if an Obi goes off in the dunk contest and really wows everybody and becomes a household name because of what he does, I think we might see a little bit of an impact on the market because he is a limited edition, 4,000 on the market. He's probably the only one out of that category from the current moments that will be in the dunk contest. And I think he could have a nice little shift in the market if he goes off and wins that thing.
I agree with you on all points, especially the point that the dunk contest seems to, it used to be way more exciting, I feel, than it is. I feel like I used to get way more excited about it. And I think a good dunk contest is a mix of some of the veterans that you've been dying to see, some of the guys who have won dunk contests before, and then also a few of the young up-and-comers that, you know, might not be household names, but through the dunk contest, you discover them. Because that is super fun to discover guys through the dunk contest, especially guys with the moves. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I could definitely see, though, a spike in the market for anybody who does well in the dunk contest. Because some of those guys, every couple of years, one guy comes up with something really amazing, right? Like, think Dwight Howard back in the day. Like, it's always a coming out party once in a while for at least one or two guys. So that, to me, is probably the main thing to watch. And it's going to be a very, like, real-time event on Top Shot. So if there is a big, like, wow of a dunk contest, then you would see that player or those players spike immediately, if anything, because Top Shot is really a popularity contest as well as a marker of performance for players. But outside of that, I don't know. You know, dunk contests can be kind of can sometimes be kind of boring. So who knows? Do you think we'll see any trades over All-Star Weekend?
It's possible. I mean, that'll make things really interesting. I mean, again, because Top Shot has that rule where if a player gets traded, he goes CC to LE right away, regardless of the count, right? Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are positioning themselves for that. A lot of people think Andre Drummond. I'm in a lot of chat groups and people are constantly posting about Andre Drummond and all these rumors that are coming out. But I'm asking myself, do I really even care about Andre Drummond to own any of him in case he gets traded? Not really. You know, it's not something huge for me to predict trades as much as predicting base moments for Cool Cats and things things like that. I think those hold a lot more value. But it's not like the old days where all the GMs get together and everybody would see each other at the All-Star game, because that's obviously not happening this year. But I do think that teams will be active. It'll be a nice little break for teams to find out what their needs are moving forward with the season. And it is a pretty good time to move players, because you'll have a couple of days where I'm guessing they have to quarantine when they change teams. And with the break, players who are not in the All-Star game can start their quarantine early before the season restarts after the All-Star game.
Speaking of players not in the All-Star game, and I'm talking strictly like Top Shot, we've seen a lot of guys being on streams in the last couple of days, a lot of players kind of joining streams to open their own packs and kind of start to discover the product and tweet about it. Do you think we'll see a rise in player on Top Shot activity during the All-Star break when a lot of these guys have some downtime?
Oh, for sure. I'm not sure what's taking so long for some of the bigger name players to get involved, but I have a feeling that Top Shot, listen, we saw it a couple nights ago or last night. Hockey Night in Canada had a segment during a Saturday night game. And we're talking in Canada, where almost the entire country is watching Saturday night hockey. They had a segment on NBA Top Shot during the game, not before, not after, during the game, when people are trying to tune in to what's going on in the hockey game. If that doesn't tell you something, I think that during All-Star game, this thing will probably blow up within the player circles, because everybody will be talking about it. Mm-hmm. This whole Top Shot, this, you're hearing broadcasters say it now when they're calling games on TNT. Hey, Roham, Top Shot this. I mean, of course, the All-Star game is going to bring about, 800 moments like that, that people will want to see on Top Shot. Now that the players are in a relaxed setting around other star players, then they'll probably start taking notice. But I'm talking the higher end players here who probably already taken notice, but they might be more willing to discuss it. I think it'll have a huge impact. I think All-Star game could be a game changer for Top Shot.
Yeah, totally. And I will say, like, even for me personally, in life before Top Shot, like pre-Top Shot, which everybody can probably relate to, that there's a before and an and when you discover Top Shot. One of my favorite things to do is obviously watch a game and then be on Twitter and be interacting with people on Twitter, talking about the players, interacting with, you know, some of the sports writers, whatever. But now it's like I'm half on Twitter, but then I'm also half on Top Shot, just seeing what's happening. And then literally watching a game and thinking like, oh, wow, you know who's looking good tonight? That player. Like, maybe I'll go see how much he's priced for. So during the All-Star game, where it's like really you've got this like razor sharp focus on the NBA, like all lenses are on the NBA. Everyone watching at home who's new to Top Shot or is newly discovering Top Shot, or even the people that have been here for a while, like you and I, they'll be all about Top Shot. And if the site's running, if we got the marketplace up, and if we get new stuff this week, it'll be buzzing. That's the best time for Top Shot, is during All-Star weekend. So I think we're kind of drawing some good conclusions here that actual All-Star performance and being in the All-Star game might not affect market performance. Maybe some dunk contest standouts, maybe. But overall, that it could be a very, very big weekend for Top Shot during All-Star weekend.
I agree. And I think, and like you just said, I think it's not even going to have anything to do with performance-based. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're already star players. We already see this on a nightly basis from almost every single guy at the All-Star game. So there's not too much they can do to really change our minds, aside the guys, like you said, that are in the dunk contest that we don't really know. If they do something special, maybe they move to a next tier in Top Shot. But other than that, I think it's all about Top Shot capturing the moment, whatever they've got planned for us. We've heard some rumbles of an All-Star game, a set of moments. We don't know from what year. We don't know if it's from this year. And they'll release.
Would you welcome that if they like 3 weeks or a week after this All-Star game, whether the All-Star game is good or not, or whatever you consider good, would you be down for that? Like a set that's All-Star specific from this year?
I think it would be wildly popular because again, look at the list of players. There would be no mediocre players in that list. It would be a set where it's All-Star players, right? There's no, a lot of the metallic gold sets, you're like, well, I don't want a Max Kleber, or I don't want to, and it's not to disrespect these guys, but, you know, some of them are lower end guys. Like right now, Dylan Brooks, probably one of the cheaper guys from the ones that were just released. I mean, a lot of people who got him in those packs the other day, believe it or not, were disappointed, right? Even though they got a pack over 150,000 other people, they were disappointed. But this, an All-Star set, we're talking, look at the list of All-Stars. You have a tremendous chance of getting a KD, a LeBron, a Luka, because KD will still be involved. He's not playing, but he's still one of the captains.
Right.
You won't have a moment from the All-Star game. But again, you can't go wrong with the list of guys that are in the All-Star game. And I think the set would be wildly popular. If they make it a rare or legendary set, the thing would blow up.
Yeah. And the other thing too, is that I think over time, a lot of people have asked things like, okay, would a defensive player of the year, even if you won it 5 years ago, would they eventually get some kind of star? Or let's say the defensive player of the year from this year, would they get something on that moment that shows that that was the year they won it? So what could be cool is that, you know, say you have a favorite player, but they've only been an All-Star once or twice. You could always own a moment from that All-Star appearance, right? So that's kind of interesting to eventually start minting those, right? So we could see that. And again, just to remind everybody, NBA Top Shot has never been through an All-Star game, right? But the last year's All-Star game was in February, and that was still a month before the league shut down for the pandemic. So there's, you know, and Top Shot didn't start till July, and it had retroactive moments from that season, but it didn't have any All-Star game moments. So this will be our first time, and now there's a lot of new people on the platform. It'll be a first time going through an actual All-Star game.
So it's the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen, but I think we're both on the same page when we say it'll be huge. And it could open up some new doors for the entire Top Shot community and others. Because if it's mentioned at any point, for anyone who's casually heard of Top Shot, and now it's being either promoted or discussed on All-Star Weekend, that's when you're going to see the droves of people. That could be what they call wave number three. Because I think we're on wave number three right now after the recent wave number two or whatever it was there, yeah. That big surge. I think wave number three is around the corner at some point, and All-Star Weekend could really help us get there.
I'll throw out a bold prediction. I think you could even see a player mention it during the game because they're having so much fun during the game, or like skills or dunk contest or something like that. You could have somebody like yell it out to one of the other guys. I think that could happen. They're definitely aware of it. Some of the bigger names, though, just because they're bigger names doesn't mean they don't hear about cool things like NBA Top Shot.
Well, I mean, okay, all right, I'll ask you this, LG. Who's your prediction for out of all the players in the All-Star game, who's the most likely to mention Top Shot while something crazy happens?
Kawhi is going to talk about the tweet we did last week. No.
There's no way. I'd say it has to be someone
likely
that's...
guy. Maybe one of the younger guys.
First timers, something like that. Yeah. I could see a Bradley Beal or somebody like that. A Bradley Beal. Jaylen Brown is a good one. I agree, a younger player. Tatum, I don't know if that's his personality, but Donovan Mitchell is one that I could easily see throwing something out there while he's talking to the, because obviously the All-Star game is interactive. They talk to the players during the game and things like that. Gobert. Don't forget, Gobert is all over Top Shot. He has an account. Mm-hmm. He's a collector. He can easily say all sorts of stuff.
Gobert is a good one. I like that. Okay, so bold prediction. The market won't change that much during All-Star Weekend, but it might change for Gobert because he's probably going to shout it out during the game. That's our pitch. That's what we think is going to happen.
Maybe. Somebody's going to shout it out. I think so.
All right, Phil D. We'll see you on Friday on the First Mint.
Can't wait.
And that is going to do it for us today, folks. It has been quite the month, and we are starting a new one today. At the end of January, I really couldn't believe what had happened. And now, I kind of feel the same way about February. You know, in January, I was stoked at the end of the month that we had 30,000 people in Top Shot and that our all-time record daily high on the marketplace was $7 million. Now, and there's over 200,000 of us, and the record for a single day is 50 million. So I really wonder, where are we going to be in April? Where are we going to be in 30 days? And I will say, I'm glad you're all here. I'm glad that we are all in this together. There are fewer packs to go around, yes, of course, but I think everybody's stoke and passion is really proving what many people like me, some of the early adopters, actually really believed. That Top Shot's awesome. Despite the frustrations, despite all those issues in the huge lineups, all that kind of stuff, I'm having a good time at the end of the day. And for you new people, if you haven't gotten a pack yet, you will soon. And you'll learn how fun this can really be. The last little while has given me such an awesome sense of community and has connected me to so many new people that I otherwise would have never met. I really hope that continues, and I hope that many of you had the chance to maybe reconnect with old friends who also love Top Shot, or even just find some new people on Twitter, Discord, wherever, who also love the thing that you do. Thank you to everybody for your thoughts and your feedback. Everybody hit me up on Twitter. I really appreciate that. If you haven't hit me up yet or you want to hit me up again, The First Mint on Twitter, find me. I do my best to answer as quickly as possible. Otherwise, good luck collecting out there. We'll see you Wednesday on The First Mint.